Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another week of What's On Your Mind, the program that is the first social media. Talk radio was the first social media. Long before you fired up Facebook's what I'm trying to say. Long before you fired up Facebook.
Or MySpace or...
MySpace. Remember that beauty? Relic?
Yeah.
Any of those. And now you go to Facebook. What's it say? What's the first question to ask you when you want to post something? What's on your mind? See, they stole it. We had to sue Mark Zuckerberg for zillions. I think they can trademark the
English. If you win that lawsuit, you know you're going to be banned from Facebook for life, right?
Right. Yeah, I would be. We were doing it right here on talk radio, allowing our listeners to talk back. Newspapers say, we got the letter to the editor. They do. Nice opinion piece, columns and whatnot. But what is it, like 0.00001% actually get to respond like 2 weeks later in the newspaper. You get to respond instantaneously. So if I say something really dumb, the phones ring immediately and say, boy, you just said something really dumb. And that's okay. Instant reaction. Kevin's got this mischievous smile on his face right now. You noticing that, Todd? He's got that kind of poop-eating grin. I don't know what...
I'm nodding in the affirmative as you were.
You're nodding in the affirmative about me saying things stupid or about social media being the first social media?
Being the first social media.
Yeah. I felt like we cheated people a little bit on Friday. We just didn't get to everybody. So how about radio graffiti to the bottom of the hour? Should we do that?
Works for me.
Does everybody know what radio graffiti is? Todd, explain radio graffiti. People call 258-0550, and what happens?
Say what's on your mind. 1 minute.
Hit it and go. Hit it and get it.
As soon as we answer, just
hit it right away.
It'd be a perfect spot for the hate, hate, and venom, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Yeah. Like the person sent us the meme of the horse with blinders on and said, this is Scott when it comes to health freedom. Remember that little meme we had last week?
Nope.
I think it was on Friday. If you feel like you never get a chance to say something, you just want to be heard, you got a minute, and I'll just shut up. You can talk for a minute. My little timer runs, and sometimes we add a comment, and sometimes we just say thanks. Let's go to the next one. So,
remember the old lesson from Rush? Rush always wanted to, he always said, he'd rather talk to people who disagreed with him. You know, for people who said, oh, you only put people on who agree with you. Au contraire. Not true.
Very true. You're right. Much more interesting. So I don't mind at all when people disagree, and I welcome it. So now's your chance. 271-1100, 258-0550. Either one of those could be in your speed dial. Get right to us. The 24/7 line to do that. And just have the auto answer, 855-200-1776. And we have big news today, guys. We have a new text line. That's right. So rather than, which is Kevin's pet peeve, 100 numbers being spit out on the radio, you can text Todd, you can text Super Producer, you can text, we have one number to text us all. That's how much we love you. And guess what? We all get them. Are you ready?
Ready.
This needs to go on your speed dial 24/7, 365 days a week. You text, we listen. 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. 1590. You got it?
Yes, thank you.
There you go.
One number for text.
There you go. Kevin's wish.
Makes it easy.
He's on command. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, Wednesday on the program, he got called back to D.C. to vote on that $3.5 trillion monstrosity. He'll be here Wednesday. Governor Doug Burgum will be here Wednesday. We're going to talk about the possibility of a special session and whether or not that's necessary. You know, they've got redistricting going on. Our farm and ranch community is in the hurt bag big time. Some people have said we need something to be done in the way of a relief program so ranchers aren't just selling the herd and quitting, and that'll have decades of ramifications. So we're going to ask him that also what he expects in the next wave of COVID protections, all that for Governor Burgum Wednesday on the show. Friday, are you ready? You know, Senator Cramer has been doing a series of top-level armed services visits around the different asset sites, so he has not been able to join us during the in-state work period on Fridays. And so in the Talk Radio Town Hall, we've got a number of different folks joining us. Guess who's on Friday? Any ideas?
Brent Sanford was on last Friday.
He was two Fridays ago, yep.
I'll say Doug Burgum.
The Lieutenant Governor. No, Doug's Wednesday.
Okay.
It's another governor.
Christy Nome.
How about that? We'll be here Friday. Yeah.
Chris, if you really wanted to blow us away, you'd have walls on, but I know
this. We asked.
I know. It's not for not try. I know that.
Yeah.
I know.
They go, look at the time until Kevin.
That would be a blow away, though. You have to admit that. If
Kevin
if
did
suddenly
Kevin
walls on him.
Kevin Flynn is responsible for Tim Walz being on our program. I think he was on for 15 minutes, maybe 16, and it was about 16 more than he wanted to be on at the Minnesota Fishing Opener. So way to go, Kev.
That was a good donut, Gov. Thank you.
We're going to send you to St. Paul to pull that off again. Anyway, all right, Joe and Minot, first up. And by the way, our friend from Newsmax, Hogan Gidley, former top White House aide to Donald Trump, is going to be here today on the program. Grover Norquist, two of Americans for Tax Reform. He has the list of the $3.5 trillion tax and spending blowout. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour. And in the meantime, Radio Graffiti. John Minot, 1 minute, go!
I'd like to wrap our head around a couple numbers. We sent 28,000 troops to Washington, D.C. after January 6th. We sent 6,000 troops to Kabul. Unfortunately, it looks like what we have done is purposely set up our Americans to be captured. The reason for that is we took away our air defenses completely away from the Afghan military. Our special forces could not have survived without air defenses. It's a very sad situation, and we're going to leave thousands of Americans behind. And I can't be more sad. And I'm talking about Americans, not just interpreters. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, we should also comment that the 28,000 troops that were sitting in D.C. were in a parking ramp for days, sitting around waiting to do nothing.
Not even fed.
Yep.
Not even fed. John, I detect no bathrooms, too. That's right. Nope. They literally had to poop in a bag.
Ridiculous.
Second time I've used poop, and we're only one segment into the show today.
Good
it's
going to
be
grief.
A long show. But it is a poop. I'll give you three. It's the trifecta, the hat trick. It's a poop show in Afghanistan. John's exactly right. John is exactly right.
Yep.
And you know what? That's nothing to relish.
It was
That's sad.
On purpose.
How else could you describe it?
Planned.
Again, all you had to do, you could be Private Gomer Pyle and you'd say, okay, Trump has 2,500 troops. We've had no casualties for over a year. We've warned the Taliban you as much as touch the hair on the one of our guys' heads and you're dead. We're going to carpet bomb you. They're scared to death. We'd accomplished the goal of a drawdown, bring our guys home.
Yep.
And now this. What does the bungling Biden say? He said, well, it was going to be this way anyway. This is the way it was always going to be. No. A kindergartner could have figured this out.
Not like we haven't done it before, sir. You know? Not like we don't have a few notes that we took for the last time we had to do this.
But, John, I think the contrast to January 6th and the aftermath and this is very apt. Very, very something everybody ought to lean into. You're exactly right. This is not by accident.
A cadet would have failed at West Point if he turned this in.
Right. Exactly.
You're right, John. Alex and Enderlin, 1 minute, go.
Yeah, I don't need to take up too much time, but I'd like to know more about Biden's sanctions on Russian ammo, if that wouldn't be a problem. And I'll just let you go because I don't want to take up much time. Thank you.
See, this is the North Dakotan for you. They have a whole minute, and they only want to take 15 seconds. That's the respectful nature of I don't know anything about Russian sanctions related to ammo, but we do have Congressman Armstrong Wednesday, so maybe we'll get him a note ahead of time to dig into that for us on specifically what the Russian sanctions are. I tell you one very bizarre situation with the Biden administration is, remember, we had sanctions related to the German pipeline, the Germany-Russia pipeline. What's it called again, guys? Nord Stream? I think it's Nord Stream. And Nord Stream 2 or something. They have line, that's their line 3. It's a little controversial. And the idea is that, you know, Russia wants to export their energy to Germany. And Donald Trump has said hard stop on that. We had sanctions. Donald Trump imposed those sanctions for a reason. This was bad actors in Russia profiting to do harm to our energy industry. And guess what Joe Biden did? Undid the sanctions.
Yeah, on the Russian ammo deal, the Biden administration's Department of State announced that it will soon prohibit the import of Russian ammunition into the United States. According to release of statement, new and pending permit applications for the permanent importation of firearms and ammunition manufacturer located in Russia will be subject to a policy of denial.
So we want less ammo in this country.
No Russian bullets.
We can lift sanctions on them to compete with our energy industry. But we're going to say hard no to ammunition. Yeah, you think that's interesting? We'll do a little fact check on all that, dig into it with Congressman Armstrong on Wednesday on the program to get you an answer. Appreciate the call. By the way, the new text number, folks are asking for it. Here you go, 701-237-1590, 237-1590. Text us too.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Flash sale right now. You know what that is at MyPillow.com? Boom! But we don't know how long it'll last because we did that sale, you know, on the towels. Remember that great deal on the MyPillow towels? Guess what happened? The shelves were depleted. They literally, if you today try and order towels, it'd be probably a 2 week lag because they're selling them as fast as they come in. So we're going to do a flash on the sheets, but before they are gone, you can get a great deal. Giza Dream Sheets, as low as $49.99. Now, they're regularly priced at $109.99, but with the promo code Scott, they're $49.99. Now, think about this. Mike Lindell said, I'm shutting Fox off. That decision cost $1 million in weekly sales. In other words, Mike Lindell is so good at advertising that, say, he spends $2 million a week on Fox. $1 million is sold in product after he discounts, you know, factors in the $2 million. So if he spends two, at the end of the week, he's got $3 million to show for it, if that makes sense. Well, when you shut Fox off, there's no way to make up that million unless our listeners and other talk radio listeners say, heck with that. I'm giving the gift cards. I'm buying the book. Give it to everybody I know so they can say, hey, you have a tough time in your life? Read this book and then rethink whether that's a tough time. Not to mention, look how he came out on the other side. Lindell Recovery Network, Election Integrity. I bet Mike has spent not less than one penny of $50 million just on election integrity, just in the data, just in the machines that he's bought, just in the experts he's hired. Is it a pain to order a set of sheets at $49.99 knowing that we have a patriot like that fighting for us? I don't think so. Here's the other deal. I don't say this enough, but any product you buy, I mean any product, if you say, this isn't what I thought it was. 60-day money-back guarantee. Wear the robe for 59 days and say, nah, I'll go buy one of the big box stores. One. Half the price, who cares if it doesn't drive me off. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. At any point, return it, you'll get another one. If you don't feel like it's holding up, the pillows, the slippers, the robes, the beds, the mattress toppers, the towels, the dog beds, the weighted blankets. They're unbelievable. They're really nice. Guest bedroom, if you need a little better blanket, put on one of the weighted blankets. The guests will never leave. Oh, wait. Maybe that isn't the intent. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call this number, 800-506-9028. Just do gift cards, even if you're not sure what friends and family want. But the book is fantastic as well. And $49.99 is the deal of the day on Giza Dream Sheets, regularly priced at $109.99. Radio Graffiti going here. Some text rolling in on our new number, 701-237-1590. Kevin and Beulah, 1 minute, go.
Hey, guys. First, I want to thank you for all the great work that you're doing and trying to get the truth out there. I've been around a while, and I've always believed that regardless of who the president was, if I voted for him or not, once they're president, I need to stand up and support him. But I'm really having a super hard time doing that now with this current president. Could anybody tell me what he's done right so far? It just seems like it's one fiasco after the next, and they just can't seem to get it. They just can't seem to get it. And this Kamala, she's I don't know what to say about her. She's not worth two beans. But
that's about as kind as you could say it. I think that's about as kind as you took your time and you did it really kind, but very factually. Sorry, what else?
I want to thank Mike Lindell. I met him. What a great guy. And he's actually dedicated his business and his life to trying to make our voting process safe.
More secure.
More secure. Absolutely. My hat goes off to him. But I just wonder, what has Joe Biden done right so far? I'll just listen and see.
Let me play you a list of we've assembled a whole list. Listen here very closely. Don't go anywhere, Kevin. Here it is.
Yeah, that's kind of a list I have.
It's a long list, yeah. Earth is still looking here.
Yeah, and there's more where that came from. We have a lot of those lists like that. Yeah, and by the way, this is Radio Graffiti. 1 minute, say anything you want. If you've got a list of how well he's done, please call. Please tell us where we're being unfair here. You know,
I think some people. If there's Biden supporters out there, and I know there are, God bless them. But what's he done right? Tell me what direction he's taking this country.
I have a whole bunch of them online too. Here, they're all right here. Here they are. These are all the
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the crickets are telling the story.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you have any of his greatest hits, Kevin?
Some of the things he said.
I liked the other day when he said, who's next here? Calls on the media really well. You know, when he fumbles around with the list and, you know, there's... thanks for the call, Kevin. Here's an email I just got from a listener, and it is a forward of a comment from a doctor. And the doctor says, in my 42 years of practicing medicine at an academic medical center, the U.S. Navy, and private practice, I always felt comforted that our president, whoever it was physically and mentally capable of performing the duties of his office.
Mm-hmm.
Until now. Please allow me to elaborate on Biden's health. In February of 88, Biden sustained the rupture of the cerebral brain aneurysm and almost died. Except for the heroic efforts of his neurosurgeon. Did you know that, folks? That's true. Back in 88.
Yep.
3 months later, a second aneurysm had to be clipped. After the second procedure, his neurosurgeon gave him less than a 50% chance of a full recovery. With that history, one would think the media would have questioned him during his presidential campaign about whether any diagnostic studies had been done in the interim. They did not. His health status was never seriously questioned. On his most recent published physical exam, it was noted that he has a persistent atrial fibrillation. Is that how you say that?
Yep. Heart issue.
This diagnosis alone would not qualify him for standard life insurance because of a fivefold increase for a stroke.
True that. Yep.
The treatment for this condition is chronic what do they call them again?
Coagulant.
Thank you. Yep. Yeah.
Which is in
a feeble, unsteady 78-year-old male who falls 3 times while ascending the stairs of Air Force One, extremely risky. A severe fall with a head injury could result in a fatal cerebral hemorrhage just from the medicine he's taking. His mental and cognitive status has obviously deteriorated, as is apparent to anyone who watches him speak, despite his handler's attempt to protect him as much as possible. Speaking in short sentences, with frequent pauses, the need for notes to answer questions, using jumbled words without meaning, short-term memory loss is what that's demonstrating. Forgets the name of General Austin and two female generals he's honoring at the time.
Yep.
All definite signs of brain damage. It surprises me that his wife, Jill, who knew his shortcomings better than anyone else, could not have talked him out of taking the most difficult job in the world. This goes on. Signed by an MD. Should check out this guy and find out... a little bit more about it, because a lot of that's spot on. More coming up.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans wonder why civilians were not taken out of Afghanistan before the military left the country, President Biden on Sunday said the chaos was unavoidable.
The evacuation of thousands of people from Kabul is going to be hard and painful, no matter when it started, when we began. There is no way to evacuate this many people without pain and loss of heartbreaking images you see on television. It's just a fact. But we have a long way to go, and a lot could still go wrong.
Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is flabbergasted on Fox News on how Biden's leadership made such a blunder that is costing lives.
You remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision.
Biden says the evacuations may exceed the 31 August deadline. USA Radio News.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Cooking and grab a go convenience like this. Scallop potatoes and ham. That's right. Euland's the spot today. PetroServe USA. Grab and go convenience with home cooking. Kevin, you ready for what's lunch on the way home today?
What do we got?
Glendon location in PetroServe USA, Highway 10. Cream chipped beef.
Oh, that's old school.
Oh, is that old
comfort
school?
Food.
Big time. Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue today. The best lasagna ever. They just crush lasagna, PetroServe USA. 12th Avenue and I-29. The Harwood store, which you can see they're expanding, I-29 Harwood exit, Tater Tot Hot Dish. Same thing, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. You can get there from the West Fargo, West Main exit off of 29 or 94. And exit 292 in Valley City, beef tips and gravy. Or scallop potatoes and ham today. PetroServe USA. Monday also means any fresh baked muffins, 99 cents. Don't forget, any size fountain pop all month is 49 cents. All month long, every day, PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
They had a line out the door Friday. I kid you not.
I don't doubt it.
In Glendon. Line out the door for the broasted chicken and the lunch. The 4 for $4 is what I was getting, but.
Yeah. Hot stuff, all personal pan, yep. Pizza, the two cookies, yep. The 20-ounce drink. Yeah. So Brandon in Bismarck has a question. Then we're going to get to Grover Norquist and look at this monstrosity that the House is voting on this week and Nancy Pelosi's demand. Brandon, Bismarck, you got a minute. Go.
Thanks, Scott, for taking my call. Just one really quick question for you. In kind of reference to the last caller with what has Joe Biden done for this country, one thing that's made me very frustrated is I don't see a whole lot of fight on behalf of the Republicans at this point. I see our senators voting in favor of the infrastructure bill. And one other thing that kind of makes me frustrated is you defending it. I'm just curious what you all have to say about that. Thanks. I'll hang up and let you talk.
Yeah. Let's weave that into our conversation with Grover Norquist here, but I'll just say quickly, I don't think you can judge my defense of Senator Kevin Cramer and Senator John Hovind's vote in favor of actual infrastructure, which the majority of that bill is. Half a trillion dollars comes from the Highway Trust Fund, and that's what it always does, is build infrastructure. All right, and the other half comes from wasted COVID money. So it was paid for on the front end, and it was actually hard infrastructure. Now, in a era in which we live where you have Joe Biden as president, Chuck Schumer as Senate Majority Leader, Nancy Pelosi as House Majority Leader, we don't have a lot of cards. We don't have a lot of cards. So I think it was the best possible outcome they could get. Was it perfect? Far from it. I wrote a whole column about this. But the biggest value in the $1 trillion actual infrastructure is a negotiation that happened with reasonable Democrats. There are a few left, believe it or not, who said, if we get this passed, I'm not going to vote for the $3.5 trillion. And all we have to do is peel off a Democrat or two. So don't judge my opinion on this or Senator Hovind or Senator Cramer's vote until we find out if we kill the $3.5 trillion, which is why we've asked our friend Grover Norquist to join us today, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, how are you?
I'm doing well. The budget's not doing so well, but you outlined exactly the case for those Republicans who said we have a chance to stop the $3.5 trillion or dramatically scale it back, and our chances are better if there is this bipartisan bill on some infrastructure, some silly stuff. But remember, every dollar in that bipartisan infrastructure bill that you or I might look at and say, that's not real roads and bridges, the Democrats could have done anyway in the next bill.
Yep.
So when you said we don't have a lot of cards, Republicans have no cards. If all the Democrats vote together in the Senate, they can pass any tax increase, any spending bill they want, period. Republicans can hold their breath and turn blue. They cannot stop it. That was the cost of losing two Senate seats in Georgia. About $6-7 trillion. Okay.
Yeah, and I think Grover, that too many Republicans forget that. They forget that we have this thing called the Constitution, and when I would argue we don't have one branch of government. Even as much work as Donald Trump did on the courts, we still see signs every day of is John Roberts a conservative? I'm not sure that he's a Federalist. I thought he was when they voted for him. I the Supreme Court, I couldn't tell you. It's a coin flip. They're debating whether they can flip Kavanaugh right now on abortion stuff. I mean, I don't know. So we don't have the judicial branch. We certainly don't have the executive branch, obviously, with Biden and all his poison pills throughout it. And we just described the legislative branch. So what do you do other than say no on everything, which, you know, is a strategy. They could play that card, just no until you do this, that, or the other thing. But that doesn't play well in midterms, does it?
Well, here's what we do have. This happened. We were in exactly the same position for the first 2 years of Bill Clinton's presidency. We were in exactly we were in a worse position under Clinton. They had a huge majority in the House and a strong majority in the Senate. 2 years after tax and spend and regulate, they lost the House, they lost the Senate, and Bill Clinton never got anything passed in the next 6 years that the Republicans had a chance. You know, Republicans could stop all of the spending plans that he wanted and did, largely did. Then 2 years into, which is why the last 6 years of Clinton looked pretty good. And Clinton goes around going, I'm a genius. No, we stopped your health care takeover. We stopped your $200 billion a year spending spree that you wanted. We took it all back. That's how we got to a balanced budget, Republican Congress. Then 2 years of Obama tax. He spent. He went crazy. He had 60 votes in the Senate. 60. The Democrats now have 50. He had 60. And he had a strong majority in the House after tax and spend in 2 years. Republicans took 63 seats in the House and 6 seats in the Senate. And now we're in a position where the Democrats have maybe a 5-vote margin in the House and a 1-vote margin, meaning if they lose one seat, they're in the minority. So we need to make it clear what a bad idea the 3.5 is, the tax increases they want. They want to take the capital gains tax to the highest since Jimmy Carter. They want to take our corporate income tax higher than communist China, higher than the European average. He wants to tear every farm in half by getting rid of the protection put in 100 years ago for farms in states like North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota and so on, because the capital gains tax was tearing farms apart at every generation's death, because you'd have to pay a capital gains on the inflation of the previous 50 years, as well as any real increase in the value of a farm.
I want to stop you. I want to stop you there before you go to the rest of that list, Grover. So you explain this now. This is the stepped-up basis that they would phase out in this plan, correct?
Correct. Stepped-up basis was put in to fix the fact that this capital gains tax at death was tearing apart family farms. So they put it in largely ended that thing. There still is a death tax, which causes problems, but at least you didn't have two. And Democrats, Biden wants to take that protection away from small businesses and family farms because he doesn't care.
Yeah, this is, folks, it's impossible to overestimate the damage that would come from this one thing alone to an economy in North and South Dakota and rural Minnesota. Just impossible. And ripping up, you know, generations of family farms is a good way to describe it. And I just want people to understand that's how they pay for $3.5 trillion. So Grover's going through an important list right now of how they pay for this and the damage that would rot. This is where Republicans fighting over quote-unquote hard infrastructure when all the stuff they want to do for $3.5 trillion is soft infrastructure. It's a wasted energy. Stop fighting on the $1 trillion. Start fighting the $3 trillion. And with the political damage being done from Afghanistan, we have a fighting chance of stopping this. Don't we, Grover?
We do. There are 9 Democrats in the House who've stood up to Pelosi or say they're going to on the question of doing the bipartisan infrastructure first, which then means if you're a Democrat, you now no longer have any excuse at all for voting for the monstrosity that's completely fake infrastructure. Everybody should be aware that the Democrats are looking at polls that say 50% of Americans believe that spending on infrastructure helps grow the economy, 50%. But only 36% believe that spending government money helps the economy. So if you take government spending and label it infrastructure, you go from 42 against you and 36 for you to 50% for you. So spending becomes popular if it's called infrastructure. Now, eventually we'll laugh that out of town, but that's why everything's called infrastructure right now.
This is politics, folks. They see that's why everything's lumped in. What is in this? What should worry us about if they get their way, what it will do, Grover?
Take the capital gains tax to over 40%, doubling it, okay? It raises tax hikes on 2 million small businesses. The Biden people put out something, look at this is great news for small business. You know what it is? It's a list of tax increases on big businesses. How in the world that helps American small businesses? Because American small businesses sell to American big businesses. And so if they're poorer, we're all poorer. But this tax itself goes directly onto 2 million small businesses. The corporate income tax goes up. The residents of some states are going to hit a 50% capital gains tax. The corporate tax is going to be higher than China's. And all of these taxes, for instance, the corporate income tax goes up. Your utility bills go up when the corporate income tax goes up. Why? Because utilities pay corporate income taxes, and by law, they pass every penny of that tax increase on to consumers. And if you may remember, when the Republicans cut taxes, corporate income tax, people's utilities bills went down from where they were because you no longer pass those on, and utilities made public announcements, okay? Here's why your utility bill is not going up, why it is going down. So these taxes are going to hit Americans dramatically. Most of the taxes will hit smaller businesses, self-employed people. They're making it very difficult. They want to go after looking at all your Venmo accounts because maybe they could, you know, decide to audit you based on that. The $80 billion Biden wants to take $80 billion to hire 87,000 auditors and bureaucrats at the IRS, okay? This is the company that hasn't been able to fill the number of spots they have open now, never mind another 87,000. They haven't found quality people for the jobs that they do have open, but now they're going to hire 87,000 friends of Biden. The IRS has told us they're going to go after small businesses such as mom-and-pop shops, grocery stores.
Well, they got to find the money somewhere for this. So all of these things are, again, real from Grover. The question is, if they got it all, how would they spend it? What would be the upside? You're going to love this answer when we come back. Don't go away.
Think about it. In just 10 years, the Minnesota state budget grew from $14 billion to $26 billion. That's almost double. Did your income double in the last 10 years?
And now Governor Tim Walz wants to raise taxes again so government can grow even more instead of eliminating wasteful spending. Think about it. It's time to stop the wasteful spending. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mollenkamp is the chief marketing officer. Tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities?
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Money and run.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Yeah, exactly right. That's what they're doing in Congress. We're chatting with Grover Norquist, president of America's for Tax Reform. One of the brilliant things about Grover is he's always a few steps ahead of the chess match of where they're going. And I think polling is our friend right now. I think the best news I've seen in a long time was just on MSNBC, MSLSD, whatever you call them, and they're going through Biden polling. And just, in April, the question is, worst behind us? 61 said yes, and 19 said no. Those numbers have flipped. Now 42% say no, the worst is not behind us. And the answer of yes dropped from 61 to 37%. His job approval, amazingly enough, has only dropped down from 51 to 50 in that time frame, but his disapproval jumped from 43 to 48. On the economy, in April was thumbs up, Joe doing a good job, 52, 47, that's flipped now, 49, bad job, 43, good job. These are new numbers here, Grover, but and in my mind, they should be a lot lower than they are, but this makes everything more difficult in attracting Democrats to jump on that ship or stay on that ship, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and if you look at what's happening across the country, Democratic governors are increasingly unpopular because COVID, because they were the ones that ran the unnecessary shutdowns, that ran the shutdowns longer than they needed to, which continued to subsidize people to stay unemployed, $600 a week in addition to unemployment insurance. Massive fraud they're admitting to now. I mean, people from other countries were getting in on the deal saying, send me cash, and they did. So these were huge, huge problems. And so you're looking at Democrat governors. Virginia, which is supposed to be now a blue state, is running neck and neck. McAuliffe, the fundraiser for Bill Clinton, running against Youngkin, very good guy. I think the Republican could easily win that Senate race. He's on track to win that House governor's race. The House races are looking very strong. And around the country, Republican governors and Republican legislators are cutting taxes. There have been 14 significant income tax across the country in the 25 red states. Louisiana voted to phase out their income tax. I was just talking to the Speaker of the House in Louisiana. They voted to phase out their income tax. They're now going to the Senate. Same thing in West Virginia. The Senate voted to phase out the income tax up in, North Dakota. You guys, was it the House or the Senate that voted to phase it out? One of the bodies voted to get rid of your income tax. I think that's a good idea. And every time we do that, we send a message to voters, both on federal and state level, that the Republican Party is the party that wants lower taxes. And at the state level, there are eight no-income tax states. South Dakota is one right nearby. And we're adding more. Arizona is now to a top rate of 2.5%, and their governor wants to phase it out completely.
Don't you love it when the Founding Fathers' vision of the 10th Amendment actually plays out? It's so refreshing to see happen. And by the way, it's our saving grace at this moment in time. Only have a couple minutes left, Grover, but I do want to get you to compare, at least broadly, the infrastructure bill that's passed the Senate and will be voted on in the House, which Nancy Pelosi hopes is together with the $3.5 trillion, because this is fast becoming a sinking ship for her, and the infrastructure, quote-unquote, this basically hard infrastructure versus soft infrastructure. First question is this. Is it fair to say the bill that passed is 60% stuff everybody agrees is infrastructure, always has been, Highway Trust Fund funds it, roads, bridges, actual hard infrastructure, which, by the way, does help the economy. 20% is sort of Republican version of infrastructure, 5G, some military things, and whatnot. And 20% is the utopia left-wing garbage that you said earlier could have been included in the $3.5 trillion, but they got their way there. That's fair to call that hard infrastructure, but the soft infrastructure is what we really need to worry about, and I know you've got a good list. Is first of all, am I accurate to say, you know, the one that's passed in the Senate we can call hard infrastructure?
It includes hard infrastructure. It also includes some of the Democrats' nonsense, but they could have put that in anytime they wanted to. So it isn't as if we could keep that out. What the Republicans did get is a real vote for real roads and bridges and airports and all the things that the Democrats have not been doing when they do budgets for roads, for the highway bill is the anti-highway bill when the Democrats are in charge. This at least forced some focus on highways, bridges, the kind of infrastructure that helps real people get real things done.
So we got a minute left. What are the three worst things in the soft infrastructure bill?
Oh, well, they're going to do massive spending on not making it easy for you to be flexible and getting time off, but having a government-run daycare center. So they're going to expand kindergarten through 12th grade, right? All the people who have spent a lot more money on quote-unquote education in the last 50 years, where our learning has actually gone down, not up, and our competitiveness with the world has gone down, not up, as we've given the teachers union everything they wanted, which was money, but not education. And they want to expand that for another 2 years out with community colleges and back another 2 years for pre-K and so on, and all sorts of – they want to hire a bunch of government bureaucrats to take care of your kids, not you, not giving you the choice of what to do, but taking that money and setting up structures.
And by the way, what Grover's describing here, you can find one after another. What does that have to do with infrastructure? It's absolutely nothing. Basically, our call to action right now is let the House know how much this stinks. So find a House member and let them know. Grover Norquist, America's
Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass the background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had for employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers.
This is Top. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.